Vaccination saves lives. Meningococcal B vaccination to prevent gonorrhea. This information is available in Welsh. NHS Wales, Public Health Wales. Key facts. Gonorrhea is an infection that can spread during sexual activity without a condom. A vaccine is available to help protect against gonorrhea. In Wales, the NHS offers the vaccine on a case-by-case basis to gay, bisexual and other men who have sex with men, GBMSM. Other people may also be eligible for the vaccine based on advice from a sexual health professional. You will be offered the vaccine if you've had a bacterial infection from sex, such as chlamydia or gonorrhea, in the last year, or 5 or more sexual partners in the last 3 months. The vaccine can help lower your chance of getting gonorrhea, but will not remove the risk completely. It also helps to protect against other serious infections, such as meningitis and septicemia. Take action. If you think you're at risk, talk to your sexual health service. You can find a list of sexual health services in Wales at 111.wales.nhs.uk/local-services-external-site. Click on the Sexual and Reproductive Health tab to view the services. What is gonorrhea? Gonorrhea is a sexually transmitted infection, an STI, that spreads when people have vaginal, oral, or anal sex without a condom. It can also spread when sharing vibrators or other sex toys that have not been washed or covered with a new condom each time they are used. Gonorrhea is one of the most common bacterial STIs in the UK. Unfortunately, it's getting harder to treat. In some cases, commonly used antibiotics no longer work. Fact: in 2023, over 5,000 people in Wales were diagnosed with gonorrhea. Gonorrhea is most commonly diagnosed in people aged 15 to 24 and in GBMSM. However, anyone who has unprotected sex with an infected partner can get the infection. Gonorrhea can also spread through contact with infected discharge from the penis or vagina. How do I know if I've got gonorrhea? Gonorrhea can cause symptoms in the genitals, anus, throat, or eyes. You may get pain or unusual discharge in these areas. Symptoms can vary depending on which part of the body is affected. Common symptoms that affect the genitals include pain or burning when you pee, and a thick green or yellow fluid or discharge from the penis or vagina. Symptoms of gonorrhea usually appear within 2 weeks of being infected, but sometimes they don't appear until many months later. Fact: you can have gonorrhea without any symptoms and still pass it to your sexual partners. If undiagnosed and untreated, gonorrhea can cause serious health problems such as painful testicle infections in men and infertility in both men and women. It can also increase your risk of getting other STIs, including HIV. For more information about the signs and symptoms of gonorrhea, visit www.shwales.online/about-gonorrhea.html/external-site. If you think you might have gonorrhea, visit 111.wales.nhs.uk/external-site or contact your local sexual health service or GP surgery for an appointment. How do I protect myself and others from gonorrhea? One of the best ways to protect yourself and your partner from gonorrhea and other STIs, including HIV, is to practice safe sex. This includes using a condom for vaginal, anal, or oral sex. It is also important to keep sex toys clean and cover them with a new condom each time they're used. Fact: you can get free condoms from the Sexual Health Wales website. Visit www.shwales.online/index.html/external-site and select condoms from the options at the top of the page. If you are eligible, you can also get the vaccine to help protect yourself against gonorrhea. If you have multiple sexual partners, you should get tested regularly for gonorrhea. If you're diagnosed with gonorrhea, make sure you finish your full course of treatment as advised by your doctor or nurse. If you are concerned about your risk of gonorrhea or want more information, speak to your local sexual health clinic. You can find your nearest sexual health clinic here, 111.wales.nhs.uk/local services, external site. Click on the Sexual and Reproductive Health tab to view the services. Which vaccine will I be offered? You will be offered the 4CMenB vaccine. This vaccine was first introduced to help protect against meningitis, an infection in the brain and spinal cord, and septicemia, blood poisoning. The bacteria that causes some types of meningitis are similar to the bacteria that cause gonorrhea. Research shows that the 4CMenB vaccine can also help protect against gonorrhea. That is why you are being offered this vaccine, to reduce your chance of getting gonorrhea. Who can have the vaccine? Gonorrhea is more commonly diagnosed in GBMSM. This vaccination program aims to lower the number of gonorrhea cases and reduce your risk of getting the infection. You may be eligible for the vaccine if you are GBMSM and have had a bacterial infection from sex, such as chlamydia or gonorrhea, in the last year, or 5 or more sexual partners in the last 3 months. Other people may be also eligible based on an assessment by a sexual health professional. You won't get an invitation for the vaccine, but if you contact or visit a sexual health clinic and meet the criteria listed above, you should be offered the vaccine. Is the vaccine safe? Yes, the 4CMenB vaccine is safe. It meets all safety standards. Once a vaccine is in use, its safety continues to be monitored. How many doses are needed? You will need 2 doses. You must have the second dose at least 4 weeks after the first dose, and you can have it when you next attend the clinic. This could be 3 or 6 months after the first dose, or even later. How is the 4CMenB vaccine given? The vaccine is given as an injection, usually in your upper arm. What if I have a fear of needles? If you have a fear of needles, let the person giving you the vaccine know. They will support you. Does the vaccine work? The 4CMenB vaccine can reduce your risk of getting gonorrhea, but it does not guarantee you will not get it. Even after 2 doses, you should continue to be aware of the risks and symptoms of gonorrhea, as no vaccine is 100% effective. Recent studies show that the 4CMenB vaccine may provide 30 to 40% protection against gonorrhea in people at high risk of infection. The main benefit of the vaccine is that it can help reduce the number of gonorrhea infections. While it may not prevent every case, it is still helpful, as having gonorrhea once does not protect you from getting it again. You can also lower your risk by using condoms for all sexual activity and getting tested for STIs regularly. The 4CMenB vaccine does not cause or spread gonorrhea. Should I have the vaccine if I have had gonorrhea before? Yes, you can still be vaccinated if you have previously had and recovered from gonorrhea. You can also be vaccinated if you currently have gonorrhea. Fact, even if you've had gonorrhea before, you can get it again. Is there anyone who should not have the 4CMenB vaccine? Very few people cannot have the 4CMenB vaccine. You should not have the vaccine if you've had a serious, life-threatening reaction to a previous dose of the vaccine or any ingredient in the vaccine. Speak to the person giving you the vaccine if you've had a serious allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients in the past. If you have a bleeding disorder or a weakened immune system, speak to your doctor or clinic nurse before you have the vaccine. If I am unwell, should I have the vaccine? If you are unwell, it is better to wait until you have recovered to have a vaccine. A cold or other minor illness is not a reason to delay your vaccine. If in doubt, discuss this with the person giving you your vaccination. What if I have already had the 4CMenB vaccine? If you are living with HIV, don't have a spleen, or have a rare condition called complement deficiency, you may have already had 2 doses of the 4CMenB vaccine. If so, you won't need any more doses. If you have had only 1 dose of the 4CMenB vaccine, you can have a second dose at least 4 weeks after your first dose. If you have a condition or take medicine that weakens your immune system, the vaccine may not protect you as well. However, it is still important to have the vaccine if it is recommended. Let your doctor or nurse know. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or nurse about any medications you are currently taking or have recently taken. You should also tell them about any other vaccines you recently had. In most cases, you should be fine to have the vaccine. The vaccine is safe for people living with HIV and those taking PrEP. You can also have the vaccine at the same time as other important vaccines, including those against HPV, Mpox, Hepatitis A, and Hepatitis B. How will I get my vaccinations? The 4CMenB vaccine is available free from specialist sexual health services for those who are eligible. You can find your nearest sexual health clinic here, 111.wales.nhs.uk/local services external site. Click on the Sexual and Reproductive Health tab to view the services. NHS Wales strongly recommends you get the 4CMenB vaccine as soon as it is offered to you. What are the side effects of the 4CMenB vaccine? Like all medicines, vaccines can cause side effects. Most of these are mild and short-term, and not everyone gets them. Common side effects from the vaccine should only last a few days. Very common side effects after vaccination include pain, redness or swelling where you had the injection, sore muscles and joints, feeling generally unwell, feeling sick, and a headache. If you feel faint after the vaccination, you should wait for 15 minutes before you drive. If you get any of the side effects listed above, you can rest and take the normal dose of paracetamol. Follow the advice in the packaging to help you feel better. Do not drive or use machines if you're feeling unwell. If you have any questions about side effects, you can ask the person giving you the vaccine. See the back page of this leaflet for more details on your vaccine, including all possible side effects, and reporting suspected side effects through the yellow card scheme. Rarely, people can have a severe reaction soon after vaccination, which causes breathing difficulties and may cause them to collapse. This is called an anaphylactic reaction, and it can also happen with other medicines and food. These reactions are extremely rare, affecting less than 1 in 1 million people. Staff who give vaccinations are trained to manage these reactions. People who have an anaphylactic reaction can be successfully treated and usually recover within a few hours. Did you know you may also be eligible for the following vaccines? Hepatitis A, Hepatitis B, HPV, Mpox. For more information, talk to your sexual health service. Use the table below to record your 4CMenB vaccinations. In print, there is a table to be filled in. The headings are 4CMenB vaccine, date given. There is a space to record the entries for dose 1 and dose 2. The information in this leaflet is correct at the time of publication. For the most up-to-date information, please visit phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. Further information. If you have any questions or want more information, you can visit 111.wales.nhs.uk external site, talk to your doctor or nurse, or contact NHS 111 Wales by calling 111. You can find out more information on vaccines offered in Wales at phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. To find out more about the vaccine, including its contents and possible side effects, go to medicines.org.uk/EMC, external site. You will need to enter the name of the vaccine in the search box. You can also see the patient leaflet online. You can find the name of the vaccine at phw.nhs.wales menb-4-gonorrhea. You should report suspected side effects online at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard external site, by downloading the Yellow Card app, or by calling 0800 731 6789, open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can find your nearest sexual health clinic at 111.wales.nhs.uk/local services external site. Click on the Sexual and Reproductive Health tab to view the services. To find out how the NHS uses your information, visit 111.wales.nhs.uk/about-us/your-information external site. July 2025. Copyright Public Health Wales NHS Trust, with acknowledgement of the World Health Organization, UK Health Security Agency, and Public Health Scotland. ISBN 978-1-83766-640-9. This is the end of the audio recording of the meningococcal B vaccination to prevent gonorrhea leaflet. Thanks for listening.